Hello and welcome to Jordan's Sets of Podcast, the only podcast where I'm allowed to swear. Which, are we ready for this? Still surprises me, even though we're now 4 episodes back, which is still scary. Why does everyone text me when I start a podcast and like Sadie just text me? I don't know what I said before that. Before she texts me. So now I have to go reread that. The first thing I want to talk about is actually something that happened today. There was a fight. At the day I'm filming this, there was a fight after school. And it featured two people that I know. I'm not going to say the names. I think anyone listening from my school knows what I'm talking about. This fight happened. And I was there. I was on the way home, and it happened where I walk home. So obviously, you know, I had to walk through it. So I walked through it. I walked to the back here, basically, right? And everyone was there. Or everywhere was blocked, because they didn't want. I think they didn't want the person to sneak up on the other person, and like, you know, start it there. You wanted to watch it. Anyway, we were all standing there waiting for the person to come, right? And then the person came from down far away, which is like far, like down this big road. And you say, "She's here." And the other girl's fighting literally stopped what she was doing, turned around and ran. We all ran down this one, like narrow path. And none of us, only the people at the front really saw what happened there. And my sister was there as well, because she was walking with the other person. Like, the person that had been my whole life who was on the face. And it was weird for me to watch. And then the second one and the third one I saw, because it's like three different matches, basically. And on the second one, I was watching it, and it was so weird watching it. And I didn't even watch the whole thing, because I was ringing people and everything. Like, I was ringing me. Cousins be like, "Oh my god, this is happening," and all that, and she didn't answer. And then when she did answer, it was too late because they were on top of each other. And I was like, "Dude, they're on top of each other." I texted her and said, "They're on top of each other," and she rang me, and I was like, "They're not on top of each other anymore." And then another fight happened, same two people on the floor again, and it was like so weird to watch. It was like insane to watch. On the third one, I'm not even gonna lie, and people in school might actually remind me for this, but I was actually about to cry. I was like, "Oh my god, I did not sign up to come watch all this. I was just on the way home, and now I'm watching this." And on the way home, before I left, I asked one of the people, because I was holding one of the people's blazers, I was like, "Are you okay?" And yeah. And then I left. When I left, I caught up with my sister who was walking with the girl still, because she turned around and was like, "Can I use your phone to recall mum?" And I used my phone and all that, and I walked up to the girl and we were talking and all that, and I told her about it and all that, and yeah, she was okay. She didn't really get hurt. She was mostly hitting the other person. It was quite funny. She kicked the other person in the eye, so he was like in the head even, so the other person couldn't see. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to talk about when I went out with friends. This was only on the weekend, and what we done, basically. So, on Friday last week, everyone was going out with your cousin, you know, everything like that. So, we had a little gang going up. Well, they had a little gang going up on Friday, and then Saturday, I didn't go out on Friday by the way, because my mum was out, and I got Mackey's delivered to me, and I was eating Mackey's, and I was just sitting and having a nice chill night at him. Anyway, they're all out, having a blast and all that, and I'm in the house. And I kept getting all these messages and everything, and then the next day I was like, "Okay, I'll go out with you. So I went out with them, and we came by mine, me and my cousin McFlurry, because the Mackey's, they gave us the wrong order the first time, and we had the food, and I was like, "You know what, if you want to just come get it." Anyway, didn't come the same night. I have to get the next day to get it. So I was like, okay, I'll take it out for you and all that. And we had the McFlurry, and I was eating donuts as well. And it was so insane when we were out because the boys were like weird doing boy things, like girls enjoy the mess and all that. And all I was thinking of is, if you're gonna be like that close to a boy and like all that, just and one of my girlfriends, they're like more attached to the boy. It's like, if you wanna be more with the boy, then just let the boy suck yeah. Let the boy fuck yeah, suck yeah, whatever. Make out with the boy, I don't care. But if you're gonna be that close, you may as well. Because, if you're not that close with the girl, you may as well. And also, what's up with something else? If you were at the fight before, then you know what I'm talking about, yeah. But everyone who was there, everyone's shoes got filthy. The people that were fighting, one of them didn't even, in the end, wasn't even wearing shoes. Because when she was running, the shoes just went off her. And she was running around getting holes in the tights and everything. And she's just having a fight, and I was like, oh my god, it was so weird watching it. In my opinion. But everyone was there. Like everyone, not even everyone from my year group, everyone in other year groups and everything was just there, and people were filming it. And I was like, someone in my year, I'm like, mate, it was like, film it for me, please, just film it. It's like, you'll see it anyway, because people are filming it, people keep filming it over everyone's head, so you can see what happens. And it's weird. It is really weird watching people fight, especially when you know them, it's really weird. I just want to ask, what's the button if I press add flag? What does it do? I might do it now. I might think of something else to say. Oh, close shop and let me add a flag. Ooh, I added the flag. Yay. Okay, let me stop this and do another segment now. Okay, let's talk about when they went clothes shopping. So, on Tuesday after school, I actually went clothes shopping and I got three different like pairs of clothes and I got new shoes. I'll start with the clothes, obviously. So I got a. If you got me YouTube, you can actually see I actually put the video up about this. If I have put the video up, I think I did. A blue hoodie and blue pant and blue pants like matched together. It's this new brand. It's like a brand. It's called Castor with a knee on the end. Yeah. And then I got Armani and I got a green one. Under Armour that was. And then I also got shoes. They're called On Clouds. I keep forgetting what they're called. And I'm wearing them right now. With trackies I didn't even get. I've just got trackies again today, but off my mum. My mum just went out and bought me them, and they're so nice. But anyway, I'm wearing the shoes right now, and basically my sister's wanted these shoes for I don't even know how long, maybe like a few days. And when I came in with them, she was like shocked. She was like, why have you got them new shoes? I was like, well, I bought them in myself, so you know. She didn't buy me them, I bought them myself. So yeah, I was like really happy with these shoes. I still am really happy with these shoes. Every night, so I put them back in the box. This is the next day, I'm like, oh, new shoes. I don't know why I do that actually. But anyway, yeah, so that's clothes shopping. I'm gonna find something else I can talk about real quick and then I'll be back. So yeah. Okay, it's the next day, and that hence why there's a song in the middle of that. Before I continue, I can't get these headphones to stay straight. If you hear this sound or that sound, it's because I'm gonna start eating 6 o'clock in there. I have a box, this one, the first one you had. I only have 1 TikTok left in it, and I'm gonna eat it right now. Anyways, so if you're crunching into me in that TikTok, I have a question. Do you suck TikToks and then chew? I haven't TikToks in ages, by the way. Do you suck TikToks and then chew? Or do you just shove it in and chew? Personally, I just shove it in and chew. Like this, but it's true. Like that. You get the flavor straight away. You know what I mean? Anyways, it's already gone. Anyways, so I'm back to town today. Where I got my clothes from on Tuesday. Anyways, I actually asked him went to town and got me two new trackies, and I'm obsessed with these two new trackies. One of them I actually haven't sold since yesterday when I actually wore it. Because it's getting washed, I haven't worn it since. It's probably just getting hung up right now. Anyway, I went back today for some drop. For I actually only went back for a coat, which I did get. It's so comfy, just because my pyrenex has holes in, and I have actually had a pyrenex sewed up, and it was a blue one, and I only wore it for like a week. I got sewn because I got it with a hole in. I got it for free. I'm cheap. I got both of them for free off my mum's maid, but they both had holes in. I only wore the blue one for a week and I gave it to my sister, but actually they get its own. So I probably had it for like more than a week. I just want to stand up a sec and just see if that's a mini spider just chilling on my wall. It's not. There's a black thing on my wall. I thought it was a spider. It went. It's just a hole in the paint. I've never noticed it before. Anyway, that's going to get on my nerves now, even though it has a big long streak underneath and a hole in my wall because next door. Anyway, we're gonna start a different day. Actually, I'll stop at it right now and then I'll go back to the clothes. Next door drilled a hole in the wall and filled it in on their side but didn't fill it on my side. I guarantee you it's not my hole because I would have saw it the day I got this room. This was 2018. I got this room. It's not like we moved house or anything for me to get the room. I used to have a big room in the house, now I have the small room. It's actually quite comfy in there, here, and it's always warm, and it's always how I like it. In the bigger room, you have to wait for it to warm up, but in this room, it's just always is warm. Anyways, obviously, if the heat is not on, the heat gets out, it goes cold, and when it gets cold, I just throw on a blanket. But right now, I have an Uzi to throw on. Anyway, let me explain the Uzi. Anyway. Back to clothes shopping, this relates to Woody, by the way. When I was clothes shopping, I feel like last night I was holding my phone, it was so much easier to talk because I felt like I was on the phone. Because I was just moving the phone as if I was on the phone. Anyway, but basically, today I went to Primark in the UK, in Liverpool One, and I went to the men. I went up to the very top to see if they had any jammies for me. That's the kids section, by the way. And I thought, they'll have my age, won't they? Might they have my size? I'm 13 years old, and I fit into 15 to 16 year old clothes. I don't fit in my own size because I'm too tall. And I haven't even tried the next size up, but I don't want to try the next size up because I will end up not fitting into the next size up. Anyway. I don't like trying things on in the shop either because I think it's really weird to try things on in the shop. I mean, I would if I needed to, but I didn't need to because I know what size I have. I am. Because I always get clothes from Primark, unless obviously I get like designer. Is designer like Under Armour and all that? That's my question. And Miko isn't even designer. I don't even know. I know the brand. It's like, but when I googled it, it comes up with different brands. It's called the Etoile, Etoile. Gonna put that into Google Translate just in case it's a different language. Anyways, imagine if it was like Gucci. I'm like, oh, just bought myself a Gucci coat. It's not even on purpose. Anyway. So I went to Primark and went to the kids section. They didn't know my size, so I went down to the men's. And when I was at the kids section, I saw an Uzi and I was like, I want an Uzi. And he was to him, I want an Uzi. And anyway, I went to the men's floor, right? After I took my nephew was there, and he's 3, and I took him to the toilet while my mum went down to the men's to look for the pajamas and see if there's anything I liked. And then when I got back, she asked me if I liked them. And anyway, I took my nephew to the toilet. I went to the toilet as well whilst I was there. This was in a different shop. I went to M&S for this because Primark doesn't have toilets. Primark, you should invest into that because I would love if you had toilets. Like, on every floor of the toilet. Even, like, like put a room of toilets because you put a fitting room on every floor, so I put toilets on every floor, you know what I mean? Respect. You get so much respect off me if you put toilets on every floor. That's why in my school, that's on every home base, but they didn't get respect off me because the toilets never flushed and always dirty. They're either dirty, not flushed, or broke. And you take ages to get fixed. Anyways, does this happen in my school right now? That doesn't stop going. There's always taps like that, that doesn't stop going. And no one thinks, oh, well, and the thing's never down. It's one of those taps where if you, when you push it down, it slowly comes back up. But it never comes back up. It's never, I mean, it's never down, it's just up and it just goes. Tap just never stops. And it's not like leaking like slowly, it's going dead fast. All you can hear when you go up to them toilets is that. I think it's, I don't know if it's like the water, the toilet's getting too much water, so now it's coming off the sink. Because the link's the same water source. That's why I don't get water from school, because it's most likely toilet water. Like the water fountains, it's most likely toilet water. That's what everyone's been told. And yeah. Anyways, I was at the main section, and there's three things. One at the top say LA, another one says good vibes, and the ones I'm wearing right now are like checkered. So what it is like, where it's like, I think it's checkered, but there's like squares. If you go to my YouTube, I'm about to put, I'm about to edit a video about them. About the jammies, and I'll show you my jammies anyway, except for the ones I have on. Because if you see the top and then you see the legs, because I throw them up to show you the slippers, I think. Unless they got, oh no, it's a coffee slipper. Anyway, they're like checkered, and I have actually got, if you go to my TikTok and see the blue pants I have, and they have red on, it's like that, except for it's black and grey. No, it's white and grey. Anyway, I also got Nuddy and some slippers in Primark, and when I tell you the hoodie is so comfortable, I'm wearing it right now. I was like thinking, it's like an hoodie, it's like putting on, but going into a sleeping bag that's upside down, because the bottom's like so open, but then the top, it's like so warmy anyway, and like the thing at the bottom, it's like going into a sleeping bag upside down. I was like, oh, I should have a sleeping bag, but I don't have a sleeping bag anymore. I remember why. It got holes in, I think, or like something happened to it, and I binned it, because it wasn't really a good sleeping bag to have. It was like a professional sleeping bag, and it wasn't really good. It was a bit like for everyday use. It was like use it once, bin it, because there's no point having it still. But it's like so comfy, and as like saying, you don't even need a sleeping bag if you have one of these, just tuck yourself. It's like so warm, my legs, no, you, I can't even feel anything on my leg right now, like a breeze or anything. But like, I can't have my back sweating, because most likely it is. Let's feel it is. So, we're gonna take a break, and I'm gonna take off the hoodie so I can cool down a bit. Because I was telling him, actually, we need to stay cool, even though it's freezing outside. He was sweating, and I was about to faint in the Primark lift. Because it was that off. Because there were so many people in there, and I was like about to faint. I'm gonna see if I can take off the audio while still doing the podcast. So if you hear sounds or anything, it's me trying to get out of another. Raise one arm's out. One arm is out. Okay. I don't know how, what approach I'm taking to this, but I'm taking. Oh my god, I don't even think you can hear me anymore. Can you hear me? I'm trying to talk through clothes. Okay. We're about to take the arm with the mic off. Okay, are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Oh no, the wire can't come through. Oh no, the wire can't come through. I don't know if you can hear me. No. No. There. No. There we go. Hi. So I got it off. Successfully. I'm gonna check my back in case it went actually when it went. Just felt like that. Anyways, we're using my money today because I was like, it was really only for me. I got my nephew an Aussie as well. My Aussie was £16, this was cheaper obviously because this was kids. We did actually go back to the kids section and got an Aussie. We got a Marvel one for him, which he's obsessed with, and I'm so happy he's obsessed with it. Anyway, Then the next thing we got me, I got my mom some pajamas and a nosy. I got my sister a nosy, even though she went even there. It's the same one as my mom's, but she went even there. And then, yeah. And my nephew was so like good, you know. He's like learning all this stuff. Like he's learning how to pull up his pants by himself because he always needs assistance. But he's getting there. He said, "Oh my god, I went to myself." He did twist him, so it was a bit weird. So I went to him. Oh, I need help getting them up. So can you help me? And he was helping me get his pants up and everything. And he was so good in that. He was like, "I want to hold something," and I was like, "I'm not gonna give him yours because you'll scrape it across the floor and you'll get dirty and then I have to go get another one, because it'd be dirty." And then he was like, "You want?" I couldn't give him the pajamas because they were on my arm, and you know, so I gave him the slippers because I thought if he drops them, it's fine. They're gonna walk across the floor anyway, so I gave him the slippers to hold, and he was so good with them. And then I ended up paying by myself because he was bored in the line. So he started to get like naughty. So he was bored in the line, basically. And then it was really fast though. And he didn't talk to the person. Oh, I know why. Because because he was getting bored. He went downstairs. He went to, because basically we didn't pay for all in one. We paid for mine first separately to everyone else, because we didn't know anyone else was getting anything. And then my mum got stuff, and we got them a nosy. Anyway, so they were on the other floor. They were on a different floor. They were. But did I say they were downstairs? Because they were upstairs. They were on the second floor. I was on the lower ground. I was in the basement. Basically, when I went to them, right, he was being a pain. He was bored. He didn't like shopping. He was so bored. He was licking. He was like that bored. He was licking things and like all that. And he licked. I think he licked something. I forget what it was, but he licked something. And I went, "Oh, don't lick that because that's dirty and you'll get sick off it." And he weren't having it. He was still licking stuff. And I was like, "Okay, if you keep licking things, I'm gonna tell your dad. And if I have to tell your dad, he'll take his tablet off you, because just 2 weeks ago he got a new tablet. It was supposed to be for his birthday. His birthday's not next week. The week after. So it's funny. Not next week, the week after. Wait, now I think of it, we're off the week after. Oh, so it's the week after that. Oh. Anyway, no, he loves them, no. He loves the tablet. If you give him it, he won't even take his eyes off it. And he, like, won't even talk. It's, like, so cute. But, like, ask him, do you like you're enjoying that, and he like ignores you. He like doesn't pay attention to the surroundings, which is a bad thing, I think. Because if you know, if anything happened, you know, he wouldn't be aware, because he'd be looking at his tablet. He'd say his name like three times, and he's on his tablet for him to actually, you know, care. But you know, so anyway, he was licking things, and I said to him, you know, "Oh," and we went to queue up to pay. After we got the duty, we paid. What floor did we pay on? I think we paid on the second floor, but we got the, or was it the third floor? I forget. I think we paid on the kids' floor, which was the very top. After we got the duty, which was also the homes floor, and we didn't look at anything for home. I remember going down the escalator as well because we saw Christmas stuff on the bottom floor, and I wanted to get something, and I didn't actually say because. But because we've already paid, obviously I didn't ask if we could get anything. I'm in the mood to move my bedroom around again. But then I won't be able to visit the Christmas tree in here. Because I want to get a Christmas tree. Is that bad?
I want to get a Christmas tree in my room. But I won't fix it if I move it as well. I want to move it. Anyway. Like, no one cares. I actually said that as if anyone cared. Anyway. It was really funny. But then he started in the queue. He started licking more things. And I was like, Aiden, you can't lick it. You can't lick that. And I was going, you're gonna get sick. And the woman behind us said, you're gonna get cold sores on your tongue. And he didn't care. He was licking things anyway. And we were laughing. And it was so funny. Except, and then we went to till 9. Or till 7. No, the first time we went till 9. And the second time we went, well, first time I went to till 9. Second time we went to till 7. Because till 9 is when I paid, and then till 7 was the time I paid again. But you know, for different things. Anyway, he goes, he doesn't even know. We're just standing there, and he got a candle. Right, and there's two candles here, and he got one and went, what's this? I went, that's a candle. Do you want to smell it? And he went, yeah. So I opened the candle and smelled it. He didn't like the smell, and actually, I didn't like to smell that much. It was okay, I would buy it, but I didn't really like it that much. So he goes, okay, I'm gonna put it over here. And if I get to the other one, I go, and I go, don't smell that one as well. And I was like, that's the same one anyway, but he's like, no, it isn't. It's like, okay. So I open it, let him smell it. It's like, oh yeah, that's the same. And he puts it socially distanced away from the other one. I was like, okay, so social distance. It was really funny. And then he goes, hi, number 7. And this woman behind the counter is smiling. She waves. She says hi. She's laughing and everything. And he goes, hi. He keeps saying, hi, cell number 7. And then we're done. And we're starting to walk away. And he goes, bye, number 7. And the woman's just smiling. And she looked at me. And I was smiling. She was laughing and everything. It was so funny. I think he's actually made so many people's day today because he's hilarious. He's actually incredible. I love him. You know, it's amazing that he is funny like that. Because he even in M&S when I was talking on the toilet, in the lift he was talking to a woman. Like, a woman was in the lift with us, and she was talking to me. She was going like, oh, I was trying to go down the lift enough. And I was like, oh, yeah. Wonder why. Because my nephew kept pressing the button for me. Like, kept pressing the button over and over again so it would come faster. I said, if you keep pressing the button, it'll come faster. Which I was like, if you keep pressing the button, then it isn't going to come. But if you break, yeah, I said, if you keep pressing the button, it's going to come faster. And he kept pressing it. And this woman was like, so nice. And she was like, I was trying to go down, they came up. I was like, and she talked to Aiden, right? And was like, oh, Spider-Man, because he was wearing a Spider-Man all in one coat. And Aiden was like, so happy. And she went to me, what's his name? And I went, Aiden. And she went, what? It's like, I went, Aiden. Because I don't know. I feel like when I say Aiden, people keep thinking I'm saying Adrian, because they actually have. What used YouTube captions and it has to change Aiden to Adrian. Don't even know why. And they spell it different sometimes. They put an E in it, but it's Aidan. I actually want to read something I wrote for Aiden as well. Because when he's like old enough to understand everything, I'm gonna give it to him and just say, this is what I made. I made you this once. It's not even like. It's like not even about me, it's like about him. So I have also like okay, I've just got right to the exact page. I had online learning and stuff in here as well. Because I think this is the book I used for, I don't know, it's the other book I used online. I think I used both actually because I lost one. Anyway, so I put this full name here. Wait. I love the one. Anyway, it says Aiden Daniel Kennedy Murphy. Okay, he has a really long name. Because Kennedy actually went in his name.
until recently, so anyway. This is emotional. I nearly cried reading this. I probably won't cry reading that, but in 10 years' time, I'll probably read it and be like, feel this pain again that I'd read it and live through it. Anyway, it says, "Dear Ethan, you were my first nephew." I thought someone was gonna. That's why I stopped. "You were my firstborn nephew, which is so insane to me. I can't believe that you are 4 this year. From the second you were born, I have loved you and continue to love you more and more each day. I love learning with you and I hope you do too. In 2019, we saw Huge Spartans, I believe it was that year, where it may have been February 2020. That's also in the book. Anyways, you loved it so much and you walked around, he literally walked around Spartans every day. He loved it, he was running around and everything, and me. This was the most recent time with Spartans, which was October last year. My sister kept chasing him. That was more recent, actually. But he did run away the first time as well. But my sister didn't chase him that time. Anyway, that's when 2020 turned rough. COVID happened, and I couldn't see you as much. That hurt. Then in April 2020, you came and celebrated my birthday together with me. May is when this all changed. Your mum and dad split up, and this broke me completely. I didn't see you at all. I was so upset, I would cry a lot. I was so upset at Christmas because I couldn't share it with you. This broke me even more. Then in 2021, in January, or February, I saw you in the park with your dad. After he told me that we would be able to see you again. Your granddad Danny was there too, and granddad Brian in the car. Then, in April 2020, I saw you at granddad Brian's for my birthday. Seeing you now means more to me than anything else in this world. More recently, your brother Thomas was born, obviously different mums. Him being my second nephew, you love to play with him so much, even though he's only a few months old. We all love you so much, and I'm so happy to call you my nephew. I love you, Uncle Jordan." I can't believe I wrote this. It's weird writing all this. I'm like reading it now. I wrote this on the 13th of October, which was 2 days ago. I can't believe I wrote this. But I want to write another one for him. I want to write one for me nephew, Thomas. What I thought was so insane is that when my nephew Aiden turns 4, which is in a few weeks, as I said, my other nephew, my second born nephew, is going to be 4 months old. And I was like so excited when I worked it off. Because I was like, oh my god, they're going to be like, they're going to have 4 in the days, everything, every, you know. Anyways. And it's the only time that's actually going to happen. Except for when he was 3, well, he's 3 months now, and Aiden's 3. But I just thought it was special that in the same month that Aiden turns 4, he's going to be 4 months. I can't believe that. And my second born loves me first born, like, so much. Like, I say my second born, because, like, by the way, I'm my first born's godfather. I don't know what that means. It means, like, I look after them a lot. If anything happens to the mum and dad, obviously, I can look after them, but because I'm not over the age of 16, I don't think I can mind yet. Yeah, I think he'll go to the one of his other godfathers first. I think we take turns as well. I think that's what it means. Like, if anything happens, we get given them to look after. But obviously, he would get moved around, I think. Like, I think if my uncle got him when he went to work and all that, I would get given him. Also, I mean, and my sister's actually quite jealous because she's not godmother. Anyway, my status is like uncle slash godfather is just auntie. And my mum's is just nan. And I'm like a godfather and nephew, not nephew, uncle. It feels weird being an uncle.
Like, why is that so insane? Oh my god. Yeah, it's really weird to think. Like, I'm a godfather to a 3, nearly 4 year old. It's also weird to think that 2018 was 4 years ago. Like, Hazel's Bahamas came out 5 years. I want to say 5 years ago, but I feel like I've been wrong because I said 5 years ago. I think it was 6 years ago. What year did it come out? I'm not Siri. I'm going to put yours next to Siri so you can hear it. What year did Hazel's Bahamas season 1 air?
Here's what I found.
Okay, it read, it's done the wrong thing. What year did Hazel's Back Off first premiere?
I found this on the web.
So, Hazel's Back Off is a Netflix original television comedy series based on the YouTube character Miranda Sings, created by Colleen Ballinger. It doesn't say. Oh, 14th of October. It was a year old. It was its birthday yesterday. Oh my god, no one told me it was its birthday yesterday. I'm opening the website so I can read the year. I feel like it was 2017, but there was 2 seasons. So, but the second one come out when she was pregnant? Because I feel like she got pregnant, like, March, maybe? Air date, so, season 1. 2016, I was right. Uploading my first video. Finale, I'm famous slogan, she's ready for a close up. Oh my god. I'm watching my first video. I'm actually opening that. I want to watch Netflix now, but I actually cancelled the subscription. I might go ask me if I can put the subscription on for Netflix because I want to watch Jesus Back Off now. That's insane. I can't believe it was like 8 many years ago because I remember watching it. Yeah, I watched season 1 and season 2 when it came out. That's why I watched it in year 3 and year 4. That's insane. And then in year 5, that's when babies were born. And then in 2019, was the last year before COVID. And then 2020, I've done a little bit of year 6, obviously. And then COVID happened. That's insane. Oh my god. I can't believe this is how long everything was. It feels like life feels... I feel like it's weird for me to say I'm over a decade old. I'm a decade and 3 years old. Like, that's insane. To say 10 years ago this came out, 10 years ago that came out, 13 years ago the Duck Story came out. The first episode of the Duck Story came out 26th of March 2009. That's not even a month before I was born. That's insane. Oh my god. Oh my god, that's absolutely insane. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Oh, buses are so packed in the UK on the way back from town. Because on the way there, we listened to the Duck Story, me and my nephew. I had headphones in and we were listening to it together. Anyway, he loves the Duck Story, by the way. And I had it, just saying, I did have an ear, he had the headphone in and I had the headphone in because I just wanted to make sure he didn't click on an edit version where it would start saying, like, it didn't start saying, like, suck my vagina. Like, you know, Duck walked up to them and said, to member and said, hey, bump, 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 suck my vagina. Because everyone does that now. It's like, let's change the lyrics for the song so no one who's listening with a kid knows what's going to get said in the song. So then the kid starts hearing all these, like, inappropriate things. So that then the adult has to then be like, okay, let's not listen to this anymore. Because the song says all this stuff. Like, my nephew was actually listening to, what's that song? I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, it's I don't know what it's called. Bitch Boss it's called, isn't it? Or Boss Bitch. And he said bitch. He was like, the lyrics is Boss Bitch. And I went, oh no, the lyrics on Boss Bitch, the Boss Fish. It's Boss, he was like, Boss Fish. I was like, yeah, it just sounds different. And he was like, oh, okay. He just went on with it. If I put on a song where it's like, suck my vagina, and he copied it, I was like, what else can I say? Like, suck, like, I can't change suck to fuck. Or I could change it to book. Book my massage. Book my massage. I'll change it to book my massage. So yeah, whenever I listen to music with them, I always have a headphone in. Because as soon as an inappropriate thing comes on, unless I can change that. I can listen to a song this way with it. I can change it. If you start singing that, like, oh, the way it isn't that, it's this. I can change it. But if I can't change it, I'm taking off the song. He's not listening to it. Because I don't want him going around it. Round singing. You know, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, and I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, and I shine like gloss. It's like, I'm not going to let him listen to that. Like, I'm sorry if... Aiden, I'm sorry if you listen to this in like 10,000 years time, which I doubt you will. If you are, your uncle's famous here, guys. I'm on Google and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and all this stuff. And all that jazz. I think I've just got the 40-minute episode. There might be more, I don't know. I'm gonna try and get it out before 12, so I'm not sure because it's actually 10 PM right now. Anyways. Bye. Well, anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to Jordan Uncensored, and make sure you fucking press follow. Thank you guys. Bye. I love you.